The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, is urging closer scrutiny of North Korea's rights record. Speaking on Monday, Pillay said that as many as 200,000 people are being held in North Korean political prison camps. A spokesman for the UN's Human Rights Council, Rupert Coville, explained that the concerns arise from and are based on extensive research submitted by a special investigator for the 47-nation Geneva-based organ, as well as on meetings Pillay held in December with two survivors of the prison camps.
People are executed just because they say something. People are tortured. Women are raped by the guards. Babies are born with absolutely no help, no medical help, no extra food, nothing. And the general conditions are atrocious. There's also forced labor, or, you know, I think you could safely call it slave labor. A lot of the camps are built in areas where there are things like coal mines. The working conditions in those kind of places are extremely dangerous. People die, get killed, and you know, there's absolutely no redress, there's no inquiry, there's no system to manage what is effectively slave labor.
The UN Human Rights Council and the UN General Assembly have condemned North Korea's human rights record in the past. The High Commissioner for Human Rights is now saying that stronger action is needed, including the probe for which she is calling to be authorized by the United Nations, but conducted by independent experts. I'm Chris Altieri.